Blog Talk Radio. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. I'm so grateful tonight. First of all, let me open up in the holy name of Allah, who came in the person of Master Sardar Muhammad. We thank him so much, and as a matter of fact, we are so thankful because we just celebrated what we call the Nation of Islam of our Savior, who just passed. Oh my God, how long has this been? Seems like forever, but yet, recently this past weekend. Also, we'd like to thank Allah for our Messiah, the Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and also our warning and our beloved minister, Farrakhan, who was absolutely amazing this past Sunday. For anyone that did not hear it, please go to the minister, Faith, Minister Farrakhan, or you can go to the NOI.org, listen to it, or go to the final call and get a copy for yourself. And please listen to it and share it with your family, friends, and loved ones. And with that, thank you so much. Tonight we're just going to have, I just wanted, because I'm so full and I'm so thankful, I just want to have like a testimony. If you went to Savior's Day in Chicago, or if you did not, it doesn't matter. If you was touched by, you know, being a member of the Nation of Islam, or someone that you may know that's a Nation of Islam, a family member, or even if you not officially part of Nation of Islam, but you have been touched by, you know, the teaching, Unbelievable Farrakhan, you've heard the lecture, or whatever it may be, just please call in. You're definitely welcome to give your testimony. And so with that, we're going to bring in, I think this is my beloved brother, Daniel. We're going to bring him in. And for those that would like to testify on what you have gotten this past weekend, and please push one, I'll be glad to bring you in. So tonight we're just going to celebrate and be grateful, and because we are very so blessed. We are so blessed to have the most honorable Louis Farrakhan and, you know, fighting for us as a people. I mean, my God, we can ask for a better, beautiful servant of Allah. And with that, this is my brother. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
How are you, Brother Daniel?
Fine, by the grace of Allah. Happy Savior's Day.
Happy Savior's Day, sir. Thank you so much. It was a busy weekend, and I know you was very busy. I definitely wanted to see you, but nevertheless, I understand that you are doing the mission. That's just the most important thing. You was, you know, so busy, but nevertheless, praise be to Allah. Thank you for your services, your, you know, and all that you do for our nation. So I'm going to open
thank
up
you.
With you, brother. You're so welcome. And let you give your testimony on what, you know, went on this Savior's Day, what you felt, you know, from the minister or just from the believers, et cetera. Yes, sir.
My testimony is when the minister laid down the law about the how to eat to live as a law, you know, we have to look at ourselves. We have to hear and obey. As Muslims under the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Minister Farrakhan. And we had to take heed to that law that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan laid down, said eat one meal a day. And he had admitted himself, even though with his health at the time, what he couldn't participate in Ramadan, but he said, you know, excuse my friends, the hell with it. Now, he didn't care, but he had to follow the laws what Master Father Muhammad and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad had put down.
Yes, sir.
In our graduation, you know, I will say this. This will go down now, so Savior's Day history, but our nation's history in general, through Minister Farrakhan.
Yes, sir. Beautiful. Beautiful, Brother Daniel. Thank you so much for bringing that front up. And you're absolutely right. As the minister as we all knew it was coming to the day that it would be a law. And that is a beautiful thing. You know, we shouldn't, of course, we all struggle in our own ways. Let's be real here. I do, you know, strive to eat one meal a day, but I don't always make it. Let's be real. But with a lot of help and my believing brothers and sisters who, you know, give, it's about giving each other support, because we all may fall short here or there, but it's about picking each other up and encouraging each other. And, you know, when we are weak, let's make each other strong. So, you know, our prayers would be to God. Everything, if you look at it, I know everything works for the glory of God. So if we all look at it in that way, even with, you know, the things that we struggle with, you know, that is a blessing. So with that, you know, we all, as we strive to do better and get to that one meal a day with the Lord's permission. So thank you for sharing that. It was so many concepts and messages shared this weekend. My God, I can't even just, it was so much. But I definitely, one of the things that stands out as the minister has always taught us as, you know, women of God, you know, to definitely we are the second self of God, to, you know, act like that, you know, to strive to get to the point where you believe that and that you know that, so therefore you will not be belittled or misused by anyone, you know, whether it's brothers who aren't mature yet, but to know that yourself. So that was stood out for me, is to, you know, give it all to Allah and just strive to be what Allah wants us to be as far as women. And that way we would get the glory and the protection of God, and not only of God, but of our dear beloved brothers. So that was one of the highlights. As you say, a woman will not submit to ignorance, and we can't be ignorant ourselves. So with that, I love that. That's a beautiful part that he definitely made. You know, of course, about, as you say, striving to eat and to, you know, cook as, you know, as we've been taught, to be healthy. Because you cannot, if you don't have a physical body or healthy body, then you're not going to be able to do anything, because it starts with that. Now, also, you have to have the mental, you know, feed yourself the good spirit of goodness and, you know, that and not to be all negative and that type of thing. So those were some great parts. There was a lot of more, but I'm going to see if anyone else would like to share this moment. If not, we're going to read a bit from the minister highlight of his powerful 3-hour address. I would just like to read a couple of highlights of that, but let me see if anyone else would like to make a comment. For those that are online or would like to in the chat room, you can definitely submit your questions or comments. I will do my best to try to answer them. If I can't, and then I will, you know, strive to get you the answer maybe at a later time. But in the meantime, we're going to, if there's not any testimony at this time, and then that is fine. We would just go on with the program. And I will read just a bit of what the minister, well, some of his highlights that he shared with us Sunday, which was, I'm still high. Of course, when you go on a trip, it's beautiful. You know, you have to have balance of going out, doing the activities, of course, the highlight and the icing on the cake, the address that the lecture that the minister gave us, but also, you know, it did so much. But it was absolutely great. I'm so grateful to Allah that with his permission and with my, God knows, faith and will and desire that I was able to make it. So I personally want to thank Allah for that. So with that, I'm just going to read a bit of the final call article that they wrote about, that was written about the minister. It was just a lot of highlights. Also, I would like to say that Stephanie Miller, what a beautiful sister. I opened up the show with her song, The Power of Love. And I always liked it, that sister. She always seemed strong to me, a beautiful voice, always humble. But I tell you what, I even love that sister even more for her respect for our beloved minister. And when she sang that song, I think it was called Glory to God. I may be wrong, but I have to go back and look. Wow, you know, it just brought tears to my eyes. I don't think, as the minister said, I think it's something about she tore his face up. Meaning, you know, she brought tears and, you know, just that beautiful spirit that Allah has given her to share with us. So when she saw that song and, oh my God, the admiration and the respect that she showed, I would love it, minister, was absolutely beautiful. So I have much, our dear sister, and may Allah bless her for her strength of standing by the man of God, no matter what the liars, the devils, or whoever, however you want to turn them, that sister's strong. And may Allah protect and bless her for that, because it was absolutely beautiful, as I said, to witness her love for our beautiful minister, and absolutely beautiful. So with that, again, I'm going to read just a bit of the highlights from the article. Spirited, militant, and fearless. Chicago, standing on the invisible truth he received from the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the father I never had. The honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan, is now the father to millions of black men and women who themselves never had a father. And the pops to Grammy Award winning singer and Broadway actress Stephanie Mills. The man whose life was saved from cancer and from a death plot formed by the enemies of black people, boldly declared repeatedly, "Here I stand for the freedom of oppressed people in the United States and throughout the world," in a thrilling 3-hour Savior's Day address. Minister Farrakhan loosened the tears of many of the thousands present when he said of the thrilling February 25th performance of "To God Be the Glory" by Miss Mills, "I knew I would not be able to be stoic and not shed a tear. I, like my teacher, looked beyond our faults and saw our needs," Minister Farrakhan declared to my Christian friends. "The scripture says, let this mind be in you, the same that is in Christ Jesus. Because the underserved suffering of black descendants of slaves in the USA has made them the heirs to the greatest gift of all, the mind of God through Jesus." So now I can say to the world, like Philip, when they ask, when will we see the Father? Have not I been among you for this long, and you have not seen him? When you see me, you see the Father, for I am in him, and he is in me. There is not another black man on this earth who can speak with the power and the authority and the wisdom and the guidance of Louis Farrakhan. This is not a white man on earth who has the strength of Louis Farrakhan. I will prove what I am saying. If I did not love God with all my heart and soul, my strength, I could not have withstood what you put on me. If I did not love God and the mission of the restoration of black people in America and all over the world, white people would have destroyed me a long, long, long time ago. But here I stand. The government is my enemy. The powerful Jews are my enemy. And scared to death Negroes are my enemy. And
that's right.
Muslims, right? Yes, sir. And hypocrites are my
right.
enemy. But here I stand. I told President Trump, he tweets everybody, but he won't tweet back at me. And here I stand. Wow, praises be to Allah. I'll just read a bit more, and then we can discuss a bit of what our beloved minister said. Oh, my God, I love him. after the Muslim leader mentioned the riveting performance by Miss Mills. He said that she wanted to bow down at his feet to show the world her devotion to the leader who has befriended her for 46 years now, since she was just 16. Instead, she said, returning to the microphone, she expressed her passion on social media. Okay. Fear is the worst enemy, the Muslim leader declared, reminding his listeners that members of the Nation of Islam process unarmed throughout the U.S. and some of the most dangerous places in the country. You must challenge your fear in order to overcome it. Recalling a challenge he received during an address at John Jay College of Law in New York City, where an armed white man who took pains to reveal the weapon he was wearing demanded to know if it was true that the nation taught the white man is the devil. Rather than backing down, Mr. Farrakhan said he proceeded to offer a recitation of the evils committed by white people against blacks, and before he could complete his list, the man waved his hands in the air, saying he had heard enough. Regarding the message of Mr. Muhammad, which is sometimes difficult to face, it is better, the minister said, even if you don't like to go along with it. Okay, we'll read just a bit more, then we're going to stop at the pony. If we don't have any listeners, we'll come back to it. There is also another development which is challenging injustice among governments all around the world. We thought the Million Man March was great, and it was. We called for a million men, and 2 million showed up. But when women rose up, they told every government on earth that women are not treated right, said Minister Farrakhan. Men, he said, too often think they have the right to abuse women because men are physically stronger. But the Holy Quran, the Islamic scripture, teaches that woman is 1 degree beneath the man. Looking at a circle 360 degrees, can you detect 1 degree? Women are the equal of men, indeed, the minister continued. Women are the second self, not of a man, but of God, and the womb is the worship of God. Wow, so with that, we're going to step it there. Part. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. That the minister may have lived the part where he's talking about the women and how that we are from God and not of man and should not be abused physically, mentally, or any other way and treated with respect and love. And we have to learn how, of course, to treat ourselves in that way also and not to allow anyone to abuse us. So with that, we're going to the phone, and we're going to think I know who this is. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Wa alaikum salam, sister Pam.
Wow, it's beautiful to have you here. Yes,
beautiful weekend, yes, beautiful weekend this weekend. It was a pleasure seeing you, Sister Pal, with that beautiful pink on.
Yes, ma'am.
It was so beautiful. Mm. But, you know, before Sunday's event, you know, when we were in the believers meeting and when they were getting ready to do the presentation to the graduates, when they started playing that music and then they were posting of the flag, you know, I got emotional because I'd never seen that. You know, with the nation, you know, with the flag.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, and just to hear Minister Farrakhan and the believers that went before him, you know, it just brought to me that you have to stand strong and stand on your deen and what you believe. Because when you leave from among us, you got to have that. You know, that's why we are asked to study. You know, we have the books.
Yes,
we have the literature, the tapes. You know, because, see, when he's gone, that's all we really going to have to rely on is what he says,
yes,
his words, and how it relates to you and your life, you know. But it was a beautiful weekend. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. The weather cooperated with me.
Oh my God. You're so right.
The only thing I didn't too much care for, all that walking.
Ma'am.
Poor arm like that, this is a mess. I kept getting lost. I kept, look, because see, the design is like it is in Detroit, but three times bigger. It's three times bigger. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my direction was kind of, I'm like, wait a minute. But was phenomenal. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you had to pack a lunch, a snack, and a dinner by the time you got through.
Oh, my God. This is great.
It was beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Look, I was traveling with Sister Georgia, and she went to the drill competition. I told her, I'm not finna fool with that. So I sat there in the food court area, and I watched it on my phone.
Yes,
I had the best seat in the house because when nobody standing up, when nobody hollering in my ear, I could see it right there, okay?
Yes,
and it didn't take no hour to get out that room. I was out and waiting on them. But it was beautiful. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. I wouldn't trade that last weekend for nothing.
Beautiful.
It was so beautiful. And the minister, you know, the minister just has so much compassion and patience with us. Because we are something else. We are. I sat by some sisters that talked the whole time. When he was talking, when Supreme Captain was talking, when Brother Ishmael, everybody, they had a whole conversation going on with themselves. I'm like, okay, I ain't spent all my money to come here to listen to you two. I came here to listen to these folks that's on this stage.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
I didn't like that because, see, it's something that we're going to miss when we don't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Here, here.
You would say, oh, I didn't hear, that ain't what he said, but you weren't paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have
to
listen to every word that he's saying today because Brother Supreme Captain said that they didn't even know if he was going to be with us.
Mm-hmm. Here, here.
You know, so we don't know. We don't know. So, you know, you can't take stuff for granted. You know what I mean?
That's right.
You know, by the end of this month, inshallah, I'm going to be to pay my Savior's Day gift. That's the least I can do.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You're absolutely right. As you say, we don't know when the minister may leave, so why not soak up every single word, because we're going to need that. And, you know, it's a bit, of course, it's disrespectful when he's talking and trying to explain things. So, you know, we have to listen. You know, sometimes I get a little irritated when people talk. Not to say that, you know, they can't express themselves, you know, but at least when he pauses, and then you can clap and, you know, praise and speak to a lot of people. That's just out of respect, you know, to learn to listen and not to be talking about driving about nothing when I was letting the minister speak. So I agree with that, sister. But beautiful, thank you so much. As I always say, you keep it real. But you're absolutely right. It was beautiful, but it was some long distance of walking and rolling, should I say.
yes, ma'am.
It will. But overall, though, just a beautiful. Everyone was so loving. I'd like to thank everyone, you included, and just all the brothers and sisters who were so humble and stopped by to, you know, say, give me the greetings, because they didn't have to do it. They didn't have to do it. So thank you so much, and praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am.
Sister Pam, you know you the queen. You the queen of Louisiana. You know folks got to stop and bow to you.
No, ma'am. Stop it, sister. No, ma'am. Praise. I was so, you know, very honored, though, really, and just very, very, very touched. I cried like a baby. I mean, I feel just going everywhere, and it's not true. I'm just in keeping real life.
Oh, God.
But, I was just touched, and I was just full. And, you know, I was looking at the melody. I mean, just beautiful spirit. And when that sister put her mouth and just sang that song and touched it, I believe every heart in the room and dancing song. You know, it was just it was just a beautiful, oh my God, it was worth every challenge that, you know,
yes.
we all go through challenges. You know, we all have
yes.
our challenges.
Yes.
It was worth,
yes.
yes, man, it was worth every challenge that I had. It was worth every single one. I'll praise him.
Yes. Okay, I'm going on mute. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you, Salam.
Thank
you. Such a beautiful sister. That sister, I love her. She's always so down to earth and real. She keeps me laughing, but she definitely tells the truth when it's needs to be told. And that's what, yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Daniel. That's what we need to do, you know, to love each other enough to tell the truth. We were falling down, you know.
Right.
Hey, yes, sir. Put each other up.
See, that's why it's so important to keep up, you know,
yes,
take heed.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Okay. For those that are online, we'd like to share your testimony of this past Savior's Day. I mean, if you weren't there physically, and that is all right. If you was touched. If you watched the melody, I know you had to be touched. There's no way on earth that anyone could have heard the melody and not be touched by something that he said. So if you would like to share whatever is on your heart, whatever you would, you know, what was touched, what he said, you know, or you know, that you got from someone else, you know, maybe they touched you in a way. If you would like to share, then please push one, and I would gladly bring you right on in. Brother Daniel said anything that you would like to share before I go to a quick commercial. That's the
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Please do. Thank you.
I want to point out when the minister exposed the Jews, the
yes.
so-called Jews who's in the synagogue of Satan, and when he said at the end to the Jews that are not of the synagogue of Satan to get out of the bed with the so-called Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And you see now how CNN took that statement and saying the same label to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan since 1984, anti-Semite. They're going on with that same song. But we in the nation know that he is not of that. And those who the scared to death, hot, handkerchief-headed Negroes want to stand up and speak against the man in our midst, we're going to be on the battlefield defending the man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Bar none.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be up front speaking in his defense.
That's right. Praise be to Allah. You're absolutely right, Brother Daniel. And as you said, when the minister also spoke on one other part that stands out to me, when he spoke of the prophet Jesus of 2,000 years ago, when he taught the Jews, not the the black people. And I'm like, wow, you know, and then he made it known that, look, Elijah Muhammad is the Jesus you have been looking for, and I've been, you know, with in the same legacy, language that I am too, and that I want to stand up, to be honest with you, physically, definitely, spiritually, because I'm so full. And that was absolutely beautiful to me when he made that point. And just, you know, just stand who he is. And we can either take it or we can leave it alone. We haven't got it yet, then we won't get it. Because He is putting everything on the table. It is clear as the daylight, and you know, so it's no reason to deny who that man is. You either accept it for what it is, or you don't. And with that, our praises be to Allah. We're gonna take a short commercial break. I think we're gonna do the fighting song. And then we're going to come back, hopefully, for those that would like to, you know, testify. And that's beautiful. If not, I'll read a bit more from the minister. I think I had a clip also. And we're gonna celebrate our faith. And we're going to be grateful. And with Allah's permission, we're gonna be victorious. We definitely are. So it's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time to be a believer. Just stay strong. As a sister, right. Tracy, yes, sir. Definitely say it. You know, study, pray. Definitely strive to be of good and real and just, you know, a brother and a sister, because Allah feeds them. And He knows what's there's no use faking it. As I always say, you know, and I say this all the time. I keep it real in America. The good, bad, and sometimes ugly. We have to be real. And that way, if we be real with each other, but and they love him, but there's no way that Allah is not going to bless each and every one of us. There's no need to be jealous. There's no need to be envy, because He has given each and every one a beautiful gift. And if we use it in the way of Him, there's no way that we don't have any room to be jealous or envy of each other, because we are individually, uniquely gifted in Allah. And with that, I'm going to take a break. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
Share one of my favorite songs that is so dear to my heart, and I'd like everyone to join in with me in singing. We are fighting for a song, and we will surely win. With our Savior, the universal King, we're united with our nation, and it's all right. So let us rise, He was come, fight for your own.
Beautiful song. Beautiful. Yes, we're having tonight just a celebration. I'm not going to keep everyone long. Probably just about an hour tonight, unless we get, you know, a lot more callers. And if so, I would definitely stay on a bit longer. But I just wanted to do this. If there wasn't one caller on here, I was going to do it anyway because I just wanted to give praises and to thank Allah for coming to save myself and my sisters and brothers because there's nothing more. You can't put a price on this. You really can't. And I thank him for giving me life, for giving me a reason to get up every single day. I fight only because of the nation of Islam, of Allah. I fight because I love my brothers and sisters and my people. I fight because
that's
I want to see a new day dawn. I want to see us free. I want to see us completely free of, you know, the physical diseases, the mental diseases, and the spiritual diseases that we do have. I want to see us free. I fight because if our beautiful ministry can fight for all those 50-something years and then some and suffer the way he suffered, but yet still has a heart of gold and push like he pushes, then who am I to not fight? Who am I to not get up and praise a lot each and every day, no matter what my personal challenges may be? You know, because it's all about Allah. It's all about him. So with that, I just want to just give praise and thank him so much for allowing me to get to save this day, because I worked, I prayed, I cried, I did it all. And but with that, and I must write back to Sister Ava. She was a very big part of it, because when she put on that will, family, your will, your faith, and your desire, that was a big part of it. I said, with Allah's permission, I'm going to save the day. They say, I don't know with whom. I don't know where I'm going to get the money from. I don't know, but with his permission, I'm going. And with his permission, I went. And I thank Allah so much for that. So I just want to have, you know, it's still Savior's Day. To me, Savior's Day is not just one, you know, one day of the year to me. It's every day that we can get up. It's every day that we can have hope. It's every day that we can have faith. It's every day that we can push a little further and know that Allah is right there with us. So we just want to, you know, just to thank him. So that's what the show is all about tonight. And again, for those that are online, you can definitely push one, and I will bring you right on in. For those that are on the chat line, if you have a question, comment, then please submit it. And I will read it out and do my best of answering it. And if I can't answer it, then definitely I will, you know, save your question and strive to get it to a person who will answer it. So with that, also, Brother Daniel, the minister, oh, my God, like I said, he said so much. I mean, it was just like, wow, I have to listen
yes,
to that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
I just went over the next last night.
Yes, sir. I went over part of my feather sleep, but I definitely looked over, but I'm going to have to look over it over and over because there's so much in there, and we must study that. We won't get it just one or two times. We have to constantly look at it and study it, and, you know, and that's the beauty of it. And more and more that we do that, we can find even more wisdom and more beautiful things to apply to our lives and to just, I know, to embrace this because, like I said, this is a beautiful moment for us as believers of this, you know, striving to be obedient. You know, with that, praise be to Allah. I was going to, I think I had a short of the minister. You know, play that, and then we're going to, again, for those that would like to comment, you can push one. I was glad to bring you in. And we're going to wait a bit more and see if we have any more our brothers and sisters that would like to share their experience. Or, like I said, you didn't have to go to Savior's Day to share what you got from the minister. That's the beauty of it. So we're just going to see if I can play the clip. Then I may read a little more, a couple more highlights of the article that he shared. But for anyone that definitely want to drop in, please do, because this is not Sister Pamela's show. This is our program. Praise be to Allah. That's our time was clear. Oh, wow. I can't say enough. It was just so beautiful and just so lovely. And I think Sister Tracy spoke on the weather. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, when someone had shared the weather at Chicago, my God, the snow was like up to the knees. But that shows how a lot is. They had grace when the minister came and as the believers came or went, you know, to Chicago. I mean, such beautiful weather. I mean, that's, my God, if we're not blessed, I don't know what is. Because, he made the weather just beautiful. It was so
that's
beautiful.
Right.
And I never, yes, sir, because I definitely like, oh, Allah, you know, it's your will, but I would love it if their weather was, beautiful. And he did it not because Sister Pamela asked, but because, you know, praise be to Allah, you know, he wanted believers to enjoy it. Everyone that went and it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. So with that, it says my clip is ready. It's just basically with a clip. Encouraging us to pull our resources together because we're going to have to do this. I know we've been talking about it for years and years of separating, but we have to have something to separate with. You cannot have a nation without money. And so we have to we have to take that seriously. So I had I saw this clip on his page, and he was just basically saying what we have to do and put our resources together. And it is so true. How in the world can we have too much separation and not even prepare? We have to be real. And so there was this encouraging word. The computer's acting up a little bit, but in the meantime, we will get back to it shortly. Brother Daniel, is there anything else that you would like to add before our program ends?
Yes. I would also like to say a point he made about his children were staying with some people in Mexico when he actually raised the question about why Jesus was hated by the Jews. And they said he called them the devil. See, that's just like why Minister Farrakhan is hated without a cause. Because he's exposing you all for what you really are because of your deeds and your actions.
Wow. You're absolutely right. And you're absolutely right. Also, you're right. When he made the, when he showed a picture of how they had portrayed, you know, the our former president, Obama, and his wife. And he said, right. And he said the Jews, you know, hated them too as well. And absolutely right. They gave the Obamas for here no respect whatsoever when they was in office.
That's right.
And that's why, yes, sir. And they are doing the same thing. But because the minister is exposing them to who they are. And I loved it. As I said, when he brought up, you know, and shared with black people that it was a prophet and that he went to speak to the Jews to get them to strive to act right or be obedient. That's what he went to, you know, and most of us do not know that. So those were great, great, great highlights in front. So here's just a small clip that I had of him striving to get us to pull again over and over our resources together. And with that, we're going to play that and we're going to come back and share a bit more and see if anyone else would like to share. And we're going with the program until it's time to end it. So I just, as I said, I'm just grateful that you're on here, Brother Daniel, our beautiful sister, joining us, and I will share great things. We're so grateful. So with that, let's play the short clip, and then we're going to soon wrap the show up tonight. I just wanted to definitely, as I said, get on maybe not as long as I have got on, because I'm still kind of getting a little rest from the trip. It was beautiful, but nevertheless, you do have to rest up after a beautiful trip, as that. And as Sister Tracy definitely kept it real to mention, that there were a lot of walking and rolling in my case, and but it was absolutely beautiful. So let's play the short clip, please.
Our people are ready to spend their money with their own.
Right.
There's no time better than this for six or eight of you to pool your money and look in the community and open up a store to fulfill the needs of our people, and we will support you. It's your time now.
Wow.
That's being a man. Supporting your own people that are in business. Going into business yourself.
That's
Think
right.
out of the box. What can you create
right.
that will put black people to work?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Here from our beloved minister. Like you said, it is now. It is time. So for those that are, you know, you got a business in mind, you know, speak with your brother or sister. And that's the thing. We have to do right by each other. And if we do right by each other, there's no way that we won't be successful. So speak with your brother and your sister and pull your resources together. I know we all got a lot of financial situations that we have to take care of. But nevertheless, if we, you know, just strive to do what the military is, giving us instructions to do, then we'll be successful. It can start off a very small business. It don't have to be big, but with a lot of help, it can grow grand. But we have to do for self. And that's another thing. When we do for self, don't try to gut your brother, sister, meaning. Don't put it up so high that they can't afford it. Because that's not right either. Of course, we have to make money, but I can't stand that. And I'm going to keep it real. When we put the prices so high that they came in full, so of course we're going to go back to the white man or so, because it is cheaper. Now, yes, we have to make money, but don't gut, because sometimes we can be very greedy with our own people, and that is not right, and it's definitely not the way Allah wants us to treat each other. You know, be fair. So I just want to add that. For those that are online, you would like to make a comment or share what this weekend meant to you. If you went to, as I say, Savior's Day in Chicago, or if you didn't go, if you listened to the minister, I know something definitely had to move your heart, and I just know it. So if you would like to share, it would be absolutely beautiful, and I would really appreciate it if you would like to share whatever is on your heart. So tonight we're just celebrating, because every day is Savior's Day. When I get up, every day is a Savior's Day to me. So don't just let me once a year. Yes, sir. You know, treat each other with love and respect. And if we do that, oh my God, it would be so, so beautiful, and it would be like Savior's Day every day to us. We don't have to wait once a year and go to Chicago. We don't have to love and treat each other with respect and as I said before, with justice. And not with this, I'm going to get mine, and I don't care if she gets hers or if he gets hers. We all can get ours, and that's not to say that you can't get yours individually.
Right.
If you have a skill or want to do something, my God, then do it. That's beautiful. But if you just put out a little something for your sister, brother, if they need anything. That's all I'm saying. We have to do that. We have to do that. That is the only way that Allah is going to bless us when we start to want for our brother and our sister what we want for ourselves. And with that, I'm going to rest my mic and go to the line. All praises I do to Allah. The last digit is 9455. Thank you and welcome at the Initiative Radio Network. Yes. Would you like to make a comment? I think we lost their line. So hopefully they had a drop line. Hopefully they would come back. Praise be to God. But yes, sir, I just want to add that we have to stop all this foolishness because we Allah got us. He loves us. He wants us to be successful. But again, we cannot be successful with a dirty heart. We must clean ourselves and purify ourselves to be brothers and sisters. And we're going to keep continuously to say that until we are there. And with that, if you would like to make a comment again, please push 1. And I would gladly bring you right on in. We're going to see if we have a caller. If not, we're going to go back and hear a clip or two about a beautiful message. I never get sick of, ever tired, should I say, of listening to the wisdom and the beauty of our beautiful message. I mean, I look at his Facebook page, or the tweets or whatever it may be. He gives me such inspiration, beautiful inspiration, beautiful. So we're going to just play a clip or two of his. I was trying to find, give me a second here. Yes, I'm trying to find another clip of his. So we're going to play a clip or two. And again, for those that are online and would like to share, please do. Okay, we're going to play. I love this clip here, so let's play this one.
I've known what it's like to teach my heart out and have some of the people that I was teaching believe that I had taken their money and had some secret house somewhere. I lived under the envy and the jealousy of many who thought that the messenger favored me. But I worked through my pain, because the cause for which I was raised is bigger than any Negro who could give me pain, bigger than any hypocrite or envious believer that did not like me. I don't give a damn who don't like me. If Allah loves me, what do I care?
That's right.
Wow. Beautiful, and the message just keeps it real. Sometimes we're going to go through pain, even with a sister or brother. It's just the truth. But as you said, don't stay there and focus on it and let someone stop you from, achieving the goals of striving and doing a mission for Allah, because it's all about Allah. It's going to start with Allah, and it definitely, when you go to bed at night, it ends with Allah. So we cannot allow some of the immaturity that we do have to interrupt our mission and our connection and our work and our services to Allah. So don't ever let anyone get you, off the right track as far as, their personal issues that they may have with you. You stand up, of course, you be respectful and you just face it, and, so you can get that beyond that and go on with your mission, because that's what it's all about. And with that, let me go to the phone. I think we have a caller here. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network.
Wa alaikum salam.
Well, thank you, dear beloved. What would you like to share with us today? Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother Carl Muhammad in San Antonio, Texas, and I want to thank you for accepting my call.
Thank you so much, brother. Honored to have you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I would like to answer the question that our beloved sister had asked. Is this Sister Pamela?
Yes, sir. It's Pamela J. Muhammad. Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah, sister. This is Brother Carl Muhammad in San Antonio. Sister, I wanted to answer your question about what did I get from the message that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan delivered to us.
Yes,
so
sir.
I posted it. I'm just going to read it And I'm going to try to read it as though I'm actually standing on the rostrum.
Okay.
But here it goes.
Yes, sir.
I learned that the enemy of the original man, the Asiatic black man and woman, has always understood in their minds that we are a threat to them staying in power. See, come on now. Think on this. Look at it. How can they, I'm sorry, think on this. Look how they came into power. What was the basis of their power? And what was their aim? First,
right.
First, how they came into power was the basis of lies and deceit, along with stealing and killing of the righteous. The basis of their power was keeping us away from the truth, right?
That's right.
And the truth is their aim. For the truth is power itself. So they the truth is what they kept from us. And that was their aim. And they know that the truth is the power, right? So if they can, can strategize and keep us away from the truth, then they will continue to stay in power. So why? Because in the truth, it contains the power and the essence. I'm not used to reading this.
The essence in what our enemy
is afraid of. Okay, I'm going to try to calm down. So then, they have continued to kill those who fight on the behalf of the truth. So Satan is always working to keep you and I from the man of truth. And that is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Son of Man. The great news is Allah is ready and able to kill all those who have done every type of evil upon God's chosen ones. In the name of Allah, we will be the winners. And I just wanted to thank you, sister, for that beautiful question. If you would go and just read it for yourself, I think that I'm not used to reading. I'm used to just speaking, but I just wanted to share that with you, beloved. And I love y'all. And I will continue to listen.
Thank you so much. Beautiful, brother. You're absolutely right. The enemy hasten to. They try to do everything they can to keep us from the truth, and they know that our beloved minister is the truth. So therefore, that's why they, that's their nature to do this. But as they work, we're gonna work harder to wake our people up. And thank you so much. Praises be to Allah. May Allah continuously to bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, praises due to Allah. Thank you too, sister. And beloved
brother,
assalamu
alaikum. Walaikum assalam, dear brother. Beautiful point that our brother made. He is absolutely right. And as the minister said, we don't have God. We don't go around with God. We have truth. And that's what they're so afraid of, because they know little by little, more by more, day by day, second by second, that we're going to wake up to this truth. And that's why I love this yes, sir, absolutely. And this movie that we have out, some people speaking of no other than the Black Panther. I feel like this, everybody has their opinion, and that's the beauty of it. And I don't have a problem with people respectfully disagreeing with me. But I must say, to me, this is an awakening for our people to go to a movie. Yes, it may be on a so-called small scale or whatever you want to call it, or not a cartoonish or whatever. But to see our people who are enthusiastic about seeing their own image, that is a great thing. To me, so I think that it is the workers of Allah to awaken our people, and it's a beautiful thing to me to see us want to go to the theater to see us dressing up and to see the beauty of us as kings and queens, not as, keep it real, whores or pimps and drug dealers and low lives and all that type of thing that the yes sir, that the white media wants to always portray us as. So to see that in our babies, especially in our grown people, to me it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So I just want to add that, because as the brother said, definitely they don't want us to know the truth. That's the thing that they do. I mean, they work 24/7 to keep us from learning the truth, and the truth of who Elijah Muhammad is and who his representative is. So therefore, yes, they have to lie on our military constantly. But the more they lie, the more we're going to work harder to prove the lie. It's wrong, man. We have a lie. So backing us and the exalted Christ. So therefore, we are all just stay on the path, and there's no way that they can defeat us. All praises be to Allah. Thank you so much. For those again that would like to add, I do have all the mics open. You're definitely welcome to have an input, because this is not my show alone. This is our show. So whatever's on your heart to share at this time. Like I said before, the minister is like, oh my God, you know, it was just so beautiful, the way he just broke everything down, just laid it out on the table, and I'm like, whoa, you know, I really don't have any words for this past David's Day weekend, except praise be to God. What a beautiful, beautiful time that we do live in. Yeah, as long as we strive to be to take the instructions that he's giving us. Brother Daniel, is there anything that you would like to add?
Yes, ma'am.
Grace? Yes, sir.
You know, what really I want to add, when he said, when he was rebuilding the work, when he spoke in Orlando, Florida, an assistant, a brother, the brother who invited him to speak in Orlando, his wife was once his children's babysitter. And she said how much she had a crush on him, and he pointed out about how her husband had the same qualities as the minister that she was looking for, that she was looking at in the minister that was in her husband.
Yes, sir. That was a great point. You're absolutely right. I forgot about that point. So thank you for bringing it up. Sure did. And that just goes to show that as women, we look for the God in our men. We don't want to, as the ignorant men, you know, to lead us. And no, thank you. You know, I would be single forever then to be with someone that's really ignorant and not being able to, you know, to strive in the way of lead men in the way that Allah wants to be led. So that's very, very important and a beautiful prompt that you did make. I have forgotten about that one. For those that would like to add, you're so welcome. And more prompts, because that was, like I say, it was so many to, I'm going to have to look at that lecture a couple of times to get out, to distract out of the wisdom that our beloved minister did give us during the front. So if anyone else would like to add, then definitely you may at this time. Because we're going to celebrate every day, Savior's Day. We're not just going to have Savior's Day once a year. No, sir. Savior's Day is every day that we wake up and we, you know, we are in the midst of Allah and the works and the mission. Now we're beautiful doing the work, and like I say, just striving to be of good and treat each other right and uplift each other and all that good stuff. So praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we're gonna close up in a bit if there's not any more testimonies at this time. But if you would like to add something, then please do at this time. I think so. We're going to put up mic and say someone. I'm going to put on your mic, but when you get rid of that, definitely unmute the mic. Let's see here. We're going to, I was trying to find another clip about a beautiful minister. I just love hearing him. And then I'm gonna wrap the show up tonight. Let's see here. Okay, let me unmute it. For those that are online, please mute your mic if you're kind of busy so we can have a little less noise in the background. It would be very, very appreciative. Other than that, we're having a great show, and I do appreciate everyone for calling in and taking out your time because I know you're trying to get back on this 1 meal a day, trying to do it in the, it's a little bit after, of course, but sometimes we can't always get to the, you know, be on right on time. As long as we strive to do the best we can, that's what matters. Okay. Brother Daniel, would you like to add anything else as I get ready to close up tonight, sir?
As far as when the minister, just as I said earlier, when the minister exposed those Jews who they really are,
mm-hmm.
and it, you know, as history repeats itself, as the minister, that same label that they lay on the minister, they still come up with that same old title label, anti-Semite,
mm-hmm.
the racist. And if you observe, you know, what I observed in Chicago on the media here in Chicago, the local media, they haven't said anything about Savior's Day.
Right. Sure hasn't.
They have no local news here in Chicago, whether it's ABC, CBS,
mm-hmm.
NBC, mm. WFLD here in Chicago, and WGN. They haven't said one word about the minister Savior's Day address. The main one who will say something is either C-SPAN or CNN.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And I believe, you know, I don't really get the local newspapers like from here in my hometown. I really don't get them. But I believe a few has said something about Savior's Day if the press was there or not,
mm-hmm.
but I really don't care. But I know what my minister, the man in our midst, has said what he had to say and laid that exposure, you know,
yeah.
about our 463-year-old open enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He laid it real clear, and he laid it clear for us as Muslims, what we have to do for ourselves. Now rest my mic.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. Beautiful point, brother. And as always, they came up with the same line he anticipated. But, I mean, that's all they can say. They can't say you're a lie. If he was such a, all that they called him, you would say you're a liar. That would be the first thing I would say when a person is, not telling the truth, but they can't say it because they know it's not true. So that's why they can't say that. And so with that, I have another clip that I'm going to play. This is a clip from our sister, Selena. I think Selena. And she was very influenced by our beautiful minister, and she's telling that who was her inspiration for the black, for so-called for the black history person of the month. And I love it because, you know, I love it when we ask people, no matter what the white media say or whoever says it, that we can stand up and still love our members and tell the truth for who he really is. And so with that, I give our respect to definitely our sisters or brothers who would do that and have much love for them when they do this. So we're going to play this about 2 minutes clip.
We want to share our favorite inspiration, or one of our favorite inspirations from Black history, be it a person or a moment in time. Mm. And Selena, let's start off with you today.
Why not?
You're looking very regal.
I'm giving some kind of tea.
Yes, you are.
Morning.
It's a good tea.
So for me, I mean, obviously there are tons of African American leaders
right.
that have just changed my entire perspective in life.
Mm-hmm.
However, Louis Farrakhan is one that has been extremely impactful for me. Growing up in a house with my dad, who is a Muslim,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up with pictures and images of Louis Farrakhan and Elijah Muhammad
mm-hmm.
all over the walls.
Oh, wow.
My dad had a restaurant called Solomon's Fishery that was based on based in Islam, and
mm-hmm.
he would feed the Muslims and
wow.
the mosque, and it was fish, because I literally watched Islam change my father's life.
Oh, wow.
He stopped drinking, smoking, all of that because of Islam. I remember he had a book called Eat to Live that was from a Muslim author,
mm-hmm.
and I used to pray to the east with my dad on the rug,
yeah.
Because that was our connection. So, again, Islam was a connection for him and I. Even though we grew up in a Christian household, my
right.
grandfather was a deacon and things of that nature. But I love him because, and then the head of my security, shout out to Amir, he's A1 to Farrakhan,
mm-hmm.
the number one security to Farrakhan. But I did Savior's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I sang a Savior's Day. And I had the opportunity to meet Farrakhan, and he said something. He sowed a seed in me, y'all, so ridiculous that I've never forgotten. I have never forgotten to this day.
Mm-hmm.
He took me to the side, and he said, "You are like," in that very cool voice he got, he said, "You are like the sand of the ocean."
Mm.
He said, "When the sun comes out and dries up the water, then you will be revealed."
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He said that to me many years ago, and it never
right.
left me. And I just love what Minister Louis Farrakhan's message has been for Black men
mm-hmm.
and how it helped organize them and work together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think he gets a bad rap because he really is pro-people.
Mm-hmm.
And he also speaks some of his sermons they come from the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I love his intention to merge all people,
together.
Even
right.
though he puts his culture first.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
So for
Beautiful.
Me, Louis, here we go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was our idea. It was that beautiful. I love that clip. So was that
yes.
all crazy? Yes, it wasn't that beautiful, Brother Daniel? It was absolutely beautiful.
Yes, it was. I want to make
yes,
a point.
Sir. Yes, sir.
See, this is what, I'm going to say this. What the minister said in the lecture, in the Life of Times, Muhammad Ali, he said to the teachers, he said, "How many of you all, got that they told you, you can teach on Malcolm X, don't mention the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, nor Farrakhan." And that's a prime example of that Black woman that was on that show, particular show, to bring up Farrakhan and testified how this man touched her. And that was during Black History Month. Even though we say Black History is 365 days a year.
Yes, sir.
And
That's
see,
right.
this is why, this is how this enemy, when he want to clean up Malcolm's image, you let the so-called Black teachers to mention him during Black History Month, but you got threatened by the enemy. Don't mention the most honorable Elijah Muhammad or the honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan during Black History Month. That's why he called you all out. Quit being scared to death of this enemy. Simple as that. You all are scared. But thankful to Allah, this woman spoke a wonderful testimony about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And at the closest point, thank Allah for Stephanie Mills, where she said she going to post this picture of her and Minister Farrakhan on her social media page. Rest my mind.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you. Beautiful, Brother Danny. Thank you so much. And I'd like to also thank you, brother, for always taking the time and the time to call your brother at the Initiative Radio Network. You just count someone like a soldier you are. And we definitely appreciate the enemy alive fantasy to bless you for all your good deeds and your work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome, my brother. You're so welcome. And so with that, I'd like to thank our dear sister Tracy, and I believe our brother, his name was Brother Carl, did he say? I don't want to mess anyone's name up. But I thank him so much, too, for calling in and sharing his testimony. It's absolutely beautiful. But with that, I'm going to go back and recuperate from our beautiful Savior's day, but nevertheless, I'm still catching up on my work. But I thank Allah for giving me the strength, the courage, the spirit, and all of that, and then some, to come on, yes, sir, and try to represent him, because it's not about Sister Pamela. It's always about Allah. He's the most important. He's the most important. So with that, thank you so much, Brother Daniel. Love and blessing to you and all the, yes, sir, thank you. All the listeners, I hope you got something out of it. I pray that you did. Praise be to Allah. And with that, we're going to, let me see, can I find our dear sister's song that we open up with? None other than our beautiful sister, Stephanie Mills. The song that we played earlier was with the power of love. And there's nothing more beautiful than the power of love. As a matter of fact, God created the world on love. So that we're going to, let me see, can I get back to that song? And we're going to go out with that. We're going to, let me say a prayer, and then we're going to go out with that. In the name of Allah, the name of Saint, the Merciful, the Master of the Day, we quote, did it serve, did it beseech for him. All thy guidance on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast received favors, and not the path of those who rest is bowed down, and of those who go astray after their prayer, thy teaching. Amen. And with that, we're going to go out with our beautiful, yes, sir. We're going to go out with our sister's power of love song. I know that song. But it's been a beautiful, again, it's been a beautiful, beautiful Savior's Day. I really enjoyed it through all the obstacles. It was worth it, in my humble opinion. Let me get, and so with that, as I look for our song. Okay, Brother Daniel, you have a beautiful, blessed night, and thank you so much.
Thank you, sister. You too.
You're so welcome.